This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Trump claimed his 43 signed bills is a historic record. President Jimmy Carter signed 70 bills in the first 6 months, according to an analysis of bills signed by previous White House occupants. Bill Clinton signed 50, George W. Bush signed 20 bills into law, Barack Obama signed 39 bills during the period, including an $800 billion stimulus program to confront an economic disaster, legislation making it easier for women to sue for equal pay, and a bill to give the FDA authority to regulate tobacco and an expansion of the federal health insurance program for children. Truman had signed 55 bills, and Roosevelt had signed 76 bills during their first 100 days. $5 billion in student loans may be uncollectible because the company, National Collegiate Student Loan Trust, is struggling to prove in court that it has the legal paperwork showing ownership of its loans, which were originally made by banks and then sold to investors. After hours of debate, President Trump agreed to continue with an international agreement limiting Iran's nuclear program that he'd pledged to overhaul. California lawmakers voted to extend a cap-and-trade program until 2030, ending a legislative standoff that had threatened a critical component of the state's pioneering efforts to reduce climate-altering emissions. Measures approved by a two-thirds majority in both Assembly and the Senate, a margin that Governor Jerry Brown, a Democrat, had insisted lawmakers meet to avoid any potential legal challenges. The NAACP Legal Defense Fund became at least the seventh party to sue the so-called Voting Commission of Trump's in federal court. The group alleged that the panel was formed with the intent to discriminate against voters of color in violation of the Constitution. A federal judge declined to block the commission from meeting while she considers challenges by two other civil rights groups. Some of the toughest places to build new housing in the U.S. are older urban low-rise neighborhoods like Venice, California, outside of Los Angeles, brimming with affluent young residents and technological startups. Venice is one of the nation's hottest neighborhoods, yet it hasn't gained a single housing unit in 15 years. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.